This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, January 4th. Please excuse any background noise. I'm changing planes at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. The main thing I want you to know about the market's reversal today is we have to watch the volume. And if volume builds, it's a real serious problem. If volume stays light, we'll be okay. Now, there is some uncertainty out there. Jack Ma, who runs Alibaba, is MIA. And that's not good because, you know, when the Chinese authorities crack down on people, we like to know where they are. And it would not be good if he just disappeared. So that's probably the worst news out there. You may also know that the U.S. Delisted three Chinese stocks because of their military ties. But it doesn't affect any of the Chinese stocks that we own. And I continue to own and recommend Alibaba and aggressive accounts that I manage, and not too worried about it, but I'd like to know where Mr. Ma is, okay? The other thing is the Atlanta Fed's going to revise their GDP number for the fourth quarter later today. We expect a downward revision. Now, the good news, it looks like our manufacturing activity is still very, very healthy in the United States, as well as the rest of the world. Everybody's gearing up. In fact, I have a friend in the automotive business, and he mentioned that the steel orders are up 21% right now, as we had in the first quarter, so that's good. But obviously, the consumer is still kind of shell-shocked, and we have to reopen the economy, and we have certain states that are just not open. So that's that is overhanging things. However, we are going to have very easy year-over-year comparisons. For the fourth quarter results that are going to come out, and the first quarter results will come out in April, May. So earnings are going to be nothing less than incredible. Also, there's a weak dollar. Weak dollar is good for all these multinational earnings. Half the S&P sales are outside of America. So I'm not too worried about the gyrations out there. I do want to let you know that all the political uncertainty should be over soon. I realize that we have the Georgia runoff that will be resolved soon. And then we have confirmation of Electoral College. And it looks like there's obviously some Republican senators want to have a delay for 10 days to just double check. Obviously, President Trump has an audio out there that's not too complimentary of him at this moment. But all this political uncertainty should be over within a week or so. And the main thing is when those earnings come out in mid-January, they're going to be very, very good. So if anything, this pullback is the pause that refreshes. But let's keep an eye on the volume. If the volume gets high, okay, it's a serious sell-off and it's going to continue. But right now, as I speak to you, we're okay. It was just an intraday reversal. Very technical in nature, and usually the way the markets are, if they go down one day, they'll be up the next, etc. So as long as we don't have any kind of selling panic, we'll be okay. And of course, if people get out of the market, the question is, where would they go? Because rates are going to be at zero through 2023, according to the Fed. So I think it's okay, folks. Don't let this reversal bother you. If anything, it looks like it's going to be a good buying opportunity. But obviously, I'll know more in a couple days after I check the final volume figures and all that. So that's it. So right now, I'd recommend you use this dip as a buying opportunity. But again, I will know more because the market hasn't closed yet. I just have to see the volume. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. That's your update for today. And I'll, of course, keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.